It's the WTIL Morning News with Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, and Will Stevenson.
Two Match Production Company, located here in Galesburg. A couple of guys have gotten together, and you've done at least one movie. How many have you done?
Well, I think we've probably done like 40 small
movies. Oh, my goodness. All together. Yeah. So you've done a lot of them.
But as far as like entering them into film festivals and stuff, we've probably done three different movies.
Three so far, yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm.
But so, yeah, the Earth Day was definitely the biggest one, though.
Mike Patterson, Mike Carlson joining us, and they've just gotten approval. They're going to be filming another zombie movie here in Galesburg, and one of the locations is going to include Sandberg Mall here in Galesburg, which is going to be a cool thing. Now, Jim and I have discussed this numerous times early this week, and even in the past. The whole zombie phenomenon that's going on right now, and neither of us get it that much. You guys obviously get it, and I mean, it's just absolutely huge right now. Is this something prior to making movies that you guys had both been into a little bit?
I wouldn't say overly, no.
We're big comedy fans.
We're more comedy fans than we are the horror, but we do have a outlet that we can do. We have there's a Drunken Zombie Film Festival run by our friends in Peoria. So if we make horror movies, we can definitely get them shown. So
it's good. Yeah. Well, I mean, we're a big fan. There's other horror movies that all happen to be comedies.
Right.
Do you remember My Boyfriend's Back? Do you remember that zombie movie?
That's a zombie movie.
And then we went to a film festival in Indianapolis, and they had The Dance of the Dead. And I think that was kind of the impetus of, like, if they can make a comedy with zombies in it, I think we can, too.
Well, there's what? Shaun of the Dead, wasn't that kind
of? Shaun of the Dead, yep. Mm-hmm.
Kind of that, under that same genre.
Yep.
Yeah. And, I mean, you two guys don't, you know, I kind of expected Bela Lugosi and Boris Karloff to come in here. You guys don't look like guys you'd say would produce zombie movies. It's just something that you're seeing an opportunity here, and you've got some creativity, and you're rolling with it, huh?
Yeah, we had with Earth Day, we had... We knew that we had the venue with the film festival, and we thought, well, we've got Carl Sandburg College. Yeah. We had that location. Like, what's big right now? Zombies are really big right now. Mm-hmm. Don't want to do vampires. Everybody's doing vampires, too. But
sure.
So we thought, well, zombies we can do. Mm-hmm. So,
and zombies a little more fun than vampires.
Yeah, they're a little more fun.
I was going to say, you can't, it's harder to do a comedy with vampires.
Right.
All,
yeah,
and,
right.
It's all, and they're also, all the stories are lovey-dovey now anyway.
Right.
So.
Yeah, yep.
Don't see that quite as much with the vampires. Well, let's talk a little bit, Mike Patterson, Mike Carlson. Mike Patterson, you're a Farmington native. Mike Carlson, you're a native of Normal. You guys met at Illinois State. How did you end up getting together and interest in film?
Well, we've always had the... I think that's what really brought us together was the interest in film.
Yeah, we met through a campus ministry there.
Yeah,
and I guess we mostly bonded over the 1989 classic, the Christmas Vacation, National Lampoon's.
Right, right.
That is a classic, by the way.
It's funny, we were just talking about that this morning because of the people going around collecting stuff off the boulevards. It's trash.
People's junk.
Day.
Right. Yeah. People's trash.
Cousin Eddie out there with the couch, you know, saying, well, you know, I could fumigate this thing.
Well, talk about how you kind of got Two Mats Productions started.
Well, I think we always kidded about it because I think, I mean, we were besties up until like 2004, and then we weren't really in each other's lives until maybe 2008, 2009.
Yeah.
Like, hey, let's make movies again. No, let's not make movies again. But eventually, like our friend Brian, who runs the film festival in Peoria, the Drunken Zombie Film Festival, he's like, you guys should make a movie. Because he just thought we had the personalities for it. He just saw the spark in us. So we made, eventually over a year period, we made one movie to enter.
Yeah, it took a year.
Yeah, but the other ones, I think we're better production right now. He's more disciplined right now. So I think we can...
Better equipment.
Yeah. Too,
yeah. Yeah. Speaking of equipment, you know, we think of the old days of, you know, lights, camera, action, and all the big trucks and everything. With today's equipment, can you do it a lot smaller scale, or what do you guys usually end up using?
Well, we've just got, I mean, we've got people we can borrow equipment from, but we've got our own equipment now, which is just a Canon camera. Yeah, just a DSLR, and then we got a just a little microphone situation. Yeah, it's like $200 for the microphone.
So, it's really democratizing movie making. This technology,
the way everything is.
Because I mean, you could do 1080p with. I mean, there's people at film schools that use the exact same camera.
Yeah,
and there's people, I mean, that have less as good of sound recording equipment that we use. So.
Right. Yeah, and you can buy it on the cheap at Best Buy or any electronics place. You get it, and you can set yourself up, look reasonably professional.
It's like in these days of YouTube, you can produce almost anything in your own environment,
and then someone can watch it anywhere in the world. Yeah. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. So I guess film is somewhat of a misnomer nowadays because so much is shot digitally.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's you know, one thing I've been wanting to ask you, Mike and Mike, your company is called Two Mats. How did that come about? Why not two mics? I'm sure there's a story behind this.
Right. Well, we were doing a thing. It's called The Day in Our Hometown. We were shooting that for WILL over in Champaign. It was a show that they did, and they were featuring Bloomington. We got involved in that. And then we shot our segment. That was part of the film, and then we helped out with the charity?
The telethon.
The telethon, yeah. So, and then we were there, and then she brought us up in front of everybody to do an interview with us, and she said, all right, now I have with us the Two Mats.
So, okay. I knew there had to be a story.
But it's like, if your name's Mike or Mark or Matt, like everyone's like...
You're gonna
it doesn't matter. They're interchangeable, right?
Yeah. I had a couple people in high school. They just kept screwing up my name, kept calling me Matt.
So you learn to answer to whatever's
right. Yeah. Yeah.
Starts with an M. I'm answering.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, let's talk about the upcoming production, Earth Day, your biggest one. What's the new production going to be, and when are you actually going to start working on it?
This one is Earth Day 2. It's the follow up. It's Earth Day 2: Holidays of the Dead. Basically,
we're going to have a series of movies, or at least little snippets throughout that celebrate different holidays throughout the year.
When we first did it, it started out as a series of shorts we were going to do, and then leading up to the sequel to Earth Day 2. But it kind of grew on us, so I thought, well, let's just make this part 2, and then we'll lead into part 3. So, yeah, it's just 5 to 10 minute shorts pieced together, touching on a holiday a month. Yeah.
So I think they're going to have a zombie walk, or at least they're planning to have one in September and October at the mall here in Galesburg.
Mm-hmm.
And Corey Nance, they actually reached out to us, the property manager, and they're like, well, you guys could probably make a movie here, too. I think, you know, they're trying to,
bring some people to the mall, zombie or not, right?
Yeah. Galesburg's a wonderful place, and they just want to showcase, they want us to help showcase the place, so.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, and it's, you know, it's not the best of times for the mall right now. There's a lot of empty storefronts there and all. It kind of can have a little creepy feel at this point.
Right.
Do you kind of emphasize that, or does that really come into play when you're filming this?
Well, we just recently found out we had the mall, and we had a lot of the stuff written, so we're going back and making some changes to incorporate the mall now.
It's got a pretty cool geography and pretty cool layout, and they said there's different places that you said we could shoot in there, so it'll be pretty cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of good natural lighting too. Yeah. So I like that. It does have a creepy feel though.
Most definitely. Talking with Mike Patterson and Mike Carlson from Two Mats Productions. They're going to be filming Earth Day 2, the sequel to Earth Day, and that's going to be starting a little bit later on this year. How about if people are interested being extras, or do you need actors? Because Jim and I I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
We look like zombies when we get up and get in
here.
We
don't need any makeup.
So if somebody's interested, are you going to need extras? Are you going to need actors?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we do. We need. We're going to need a lot of zombies when it comes right down to it, because our brain's overpower our budget a lot of times. So
we're going to get these great ideas. Like my house. This, we're going to get that.
We're going to get a third of that because we don't have the money for it. But yeah, if anybody's looking to do it, reach out to us on our Facebook page. It's Two Mats Productions. Find us on there. That's the best way right now, because we're going to be putting out as we go through it, because we're going to start shooting probably end of next month.
Hopefully.
That's where we're going to be getting some of the stuff. So,
because we got a different cinematographer. Hopefully, it'll shoot this one, give it a different feel. And we got to nail down a day for him, and then nail down a day for our makeup people. And then, so, our Facebook page basically will just be sitting on info. Hopefully,
that's gonna be where it's at. Yeah. Like, we just hit them up, say, hey, this is okay. This is what we need. We need this many people for this day. So, yeah, that's the best way to find us.
Yeah, you don't have to move real quick to be a zombie, right?
No.
A lot of slow walking.
That's perfect for the mall.
Yeah.
So now do you have, as far as like your main characters, you have those set? Carry over from the first movie? Yeah.
We brought a couple on from, we kept the main ones in that survived, and then we've got a bunch of new ones that we've got involved. Since the first one, we had a lot of interest. Like the first one, I was still in Bloomington at the time, and he was over here, so we didn't have a whole lot of interest built into it. But then once we made that movie, then we've had a lot more interest shown. People wanting to come out of the woodwork.
It was actually right next door at the Iron Spike.
Mm-hmm.
When it used to be the community center, That's where we actually showed our movie. And we had
that's where we premiered it.
How many hundred people? It was
close.
It was really cool. It was a nice experience to have all these people from the community come out.
Yeah. So most of these things are kind of tongue in cheek. I mean, the zombie, at least you're the way you present it, it's more fun, correct?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Ours it's more comedy than it is horror. So yeah.
Perfect. Now that zombie movies I'd be interested in. That's what I would be interested in. Well, hopefully, you know, next time any talk of the premiere, possibly at the Orpheum or, you know, a bigger venue, or I mean, even next door again might even be better now.
Yeah.
We're hoping, like, we talked to Corey at the operations manager of the mall, maybe even getting in there.
Oh, cool.
In the theater in there. So yeah.
I mean, it'd be pretty cool if we could shoot a scene in the mall and then project it like
while and then show it in the mall.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah.
All right. And if you need to shoot any here, like I said, you get here about 4 o'clock in the morning, we're all rolling in, you're perfect. We got all kind of zombies roaming around here.
Where's my coffee?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, Mike, I want to thank you guys so much for taking the time. Keep us updated. We'd like love to have you back again as you get started shooting and keep us updated on the progress.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
News, information, and great conversation every weekday morning. The WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.